T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
All right, welcome back. We got a big hour ahead. We got the hot seat coming up, and Clifford W. Letts, our NASA correspondent, is coming in now. The first ever booze cruise in space.
Ah.
8 people and a capsule filled with alcohol.
What could go wrong?
Wow.
What could possibly go wrong?
Happy hour.
Well, I was asking that yesterday where we were having a great time until suddenly pops on one of our commercials, Al, and it's a man named Ken Barkley, host of You Better You Bet and the Odyssey Sports Betting Insider. And he came on to say, take the under, Eagles 9.5.
Mm-hmm.
And we didn't like it. And now he's on the line to explain to us why he feels so badly about our team. Hi, Ken.
Hi, guys. I was kind of hoping we would do the booze cruise in space, but I guess we're gonna do Eagles win total instead. I was hoping for booze cruise in space. I thought that's why I was coming on, and it turns out it's an ambush, basically.
It's not an ambush, Ken. We love your work. You Better You Bet is terrific. We were very depressed. I got a big bet down, a big bet, Ken, at 8.5. And I was feeling good about that. And then you went, take the under at 9.5. Help us to understand why you feel that way.
Right. Well, first of all, they could go 9-8 and we both win. So there's a way everybody wins out of this, by the way, if you bet
That's
over
correct.
8.5.
That's correct.
I think with the Eagles, it's just, there's a couple things. I don't want to come off like an Eagle hater. I think they're a pretty good team. But when you start to see 9.5 juiced over, there's even 10s in a couple places now. So here are the quarterbacks. There's like a really simple way to understand this. Here are the quarterbacks who have a win total of 10 or more this year. And just think to yourself, like, does Jalen Hurts fit in this conversation? Right. So here are the quarterbacks with a win total of 10 or more. Josh Allen, Tom Brady, Aaron Rodgers, Patrick Mahomes, Matthew Stafford, Dak Prescott, Russell Wilson, Justin Herbert. That's it. That's the end of the list. So just like, I have a lot of questions still about Jalen Hurts, and I think it's okay to have a lot of questions still. Doesn't mean he's bad. He doesn't have to be bad. It just means that, like, when it's a completely unproven thing and the market expects the team to be awesome, like, I think it's really reasonable they're just a 500 team this year because Jalen Hurts is like a 500 team quarterback. Like, why do they have to win 11 games this year? Like, why is that? As with all the talent in the world, quarterback and even coach, like, if I still have questions, I think if the market's pulling a team in one direction and I'm still skeptical, then I have to play back on something like that.
You relate to this stuff as a gambling expert, Ken. We relate to it as fans, and here's the way we're looking at it. Eagles won 9 games with that quarterback last year, and the Eagles improved themselves spectacularly in the offseason. They had one of the best offseasons, and their schedule is easier than the schedule that got them 9 wins last year. Why wouldn't we expect more than that? It doesn't make sense. From our logic, it makes perfect sense that there would be a 10 or 11 win team.
Sure. I think here's a good way to think about it. There's a team in recent NFL history that had a trajectory almost exactly like this. New coach, quarterback going into his second year, and the team made the playoffs. They won a ton of games. I think they won 11 regular season games a couple of years ago in a 16-game regular season. And there was a ton of buzz about that team. The next year, their quarterback was actually the most bet player to be the most valuable player of the NFL that offseason. And of course, the team I'm talking about is Mitch Trubisky and the Chicago Bears a few years ago, who lost to the Philadelphia. They obviously lost to the Philadelphia Eagles in the double doink game, right?
Yeah.
So just like, which is it, right? Is Sirianni Hurts the new Russell Wilson, Pete Carroll, where it's 10 years of double-digit wins, making the playoffs? Is it Mike Tomlin and Ben Roethlisberger? Like, is that what it is? This is only they've only done it one time. And if they've done it one time, then there's kind of just as good of a chance that it's Mitch Trubisky and Matt Nagy, right, who won 11 games, and then the market increased their win total the next year. But this team's awesome. You know, like, great defense, like an all-time defensive unit. And it turns out the quarterback just wasn't that good. And because of that, it wasn't that they were bad, but they kind of had the season that maybe the Eagles had. Maybe they go 9-8. Maybe they go 8-9. Maybe they get the seventh seed in the playoffs. Those were reasonable expectations. And that team won 11 games the year before. So just because a team won a bunch in one year, I think we can't set a baseline expectation that high.
Hey, Ken, this is Marcus Hayes. I just can't get past the I actually spent a week in Chicago before the double doink game, so I know that team pretty well. And that team is, number one, it played in a much tougher division and had a much tougher schedule the next season. And, yeah, Mitch Trubisky is Mitch Trubisky, but, I mean, the reality is this is a better team soup to nuts. Unless you project Jalen Hurts regressing, then you probably should expect similar results from the team that, you know, was, you know, moderately successful last season.
Well, so I think here's the interesting part, right, is both of you so far have said something that I think is really interesting, right, which is the schedule this year is easier, right? That's like a pretty kind of a big linchpin of this argument. And I think one thing that's really dangerous in both betting the NFL, projecting the NFL, betting win totals, is to basically, like, look at a schedule for an NFL team and, like, know for sure exactly how difficult it is. Like, there are some things, like, if I ask you what are four certainties with teams this year, either that they're going to be really good or really bad, there are probably a few, right? Like, I think we feel really good Tampa's going to be good. Like, we feel pretty good that Tampa's going to be good this year. We probably feel really good that Houston or maybe Chicago is going to be really bad. Like, that's probably something we can, like, hang around. Or Atlanta, that's probably another, like, certainty that they're just not going to be very good.
How about Detroit?
Well, I don't think we know. I think that's the whole point, right, is that I think I can get to, like, six teams either in the really – like, I know they're going to be really good or I know they're going to be really bad. And then after that, I've got, like, 25 teams left.
All right, hold on. I have no idea.
Ken, I have no idea whether they're going to be good or bad.
Here's how you can help us. Ken,
okay.
Opening game, Eagles at Detroit, Eagles -4.5. Just right now, what's your gut on that? Which way would you go with that, given 4.5 with the Birds or getting it with the Lions?
Well, I think so. With these teams, obviously played last year, and the line was less than this. And,
right.
you guys may not know this because I think we're on opposite sides right now. I had the Eagles win total over last year was my favorite bet. It was 7, and it was my favorite thing. And I bet them. This was one of my biggest bets of the season in this game last year against the Lions.
Ooh.
Because when the Eagles have a talent advantage over their opponent, this was the defining storyline of their season last year. When they played non-playoff teams who they have a talent advantage over, they crushed. They were awesome. It's like one of the best things that they do. They have a huge advantage in the trenches normally in those games. They run the ball really well.
All right. Does that apply to this game? Does the same thing apply?
Yeah.
So you would pick the Eagles and give those points?
Yeah. I don't think I would bet it now because I think Hard Knocks is going to keep airing. And I think people are going to – everyone loves the Lions this year. Like, why would you bet the Eagles now? Wait till the day before the season? Wait till the morning of the season? Bet the Eagles that you probably get a better number than you get right now.
All right, but Ken, I just want you to know I've kind of got a standing offer with people. I think the Lions are winning the game outright because I don't think the Eagles are prepared.
So you bet the Eagles win total over, and right. You bet the Lions in week one?
I did not bring you on to analyze my decisions. All right, but Ken, if the Eagles do win that game and you have put your money on the Eagles, I'm going to ask everybody who picked the Eagles to give me their pants. Could you please mail me your pants if the Eagles win that game?
Here's the good news. Unlike Nick Costos, who co-hosts the show with me, I have no fashion sense whatsoever. You don't want these pants. You probably don't want them.
All right. You know about Ken, we had a lot of fun with it. And I got to say, I love what you guys do there. It's really good. You and Nick are terrific. And thank you for coming out and being a good sport today.
Of course. No problem. Good luck with the booze cruise. I want to talk about it, too.
Ken Barkley. Al. He felt great. He feels great about the Eagles when they have a talent advantage over the opponent.
Beat who they should beat.
Well, yeah, I guess, but I don't know. I still, it's weird to me how gamblers think one way.
Oh, yeah.
And fans think a complete, we don't use the same measuring stick.
There was a tweet this morning that another website, John McMullen tweeted it out, you know, and he writes for the Philly Voice and a bunch of stuff. He put that the Bet Online said the Eagles have the ninth most optimistic fan base.
Wow. They're optimistic this year.
Yes.
We'll see.
Yeah.
And then we see one series and we go, well,
ready to go.
That's amazing. And it's one series. Yep. You can't do anything with one series.
You're darn right, Sam Bradford.
All right. Mike is on a live from West Philly. Hi, Mike.
Hey, how you doing?
Mike, hey, Ben Simmons settled with the Sixers.
I hope that he's got hundreds of thousands. I mean, I don't want him to get nothing. I mean, you know what he's thinking. And I heard that Stephen A. thing yesterday. And he was ripping Ben Simmons for the longest. And then he come out and, like, do the how that's going to kiss butt thing. I mean, that hurt it. You know what I mean?
Mike, that's exactly what I thought of. Howard Eskin, and I am not ripping him. This is just his MO. The more somebody cooperates, the more somebody talks to them, there's so many media people that go, now I'm going to support them. It's not good enough. If you didn't like them before, because they talked to you, should not change how you feel about the way they behaved.
Especially the way that he changed. And, I mean, Stephen A. make me mad on another thing. You remember last year when Deshaun Watson was holding out, you know, Dick Vermeule said he under contract, he should play. Stephen A. came on and called him a good old boy and all that, called Dick Vermeule good old boy because, you know what I mean, he told him, he said it like he was saying, shut up and play. And then the next day, that's when the claims came out and all that. But I don't like him like I used to.
I love him, but I didn't like the way he handled this. Mike, give me right now somebody with a hyphenated name.
Donald J. Trump?
No, that's not hyphenated.
All right, I want you to hear what he's talking about because it's mind-boggling. All right? Al, this is Stephen A. last year. One of many tirades about Ben.
I feel bad for anybody who was his teammate. He quit on LSU, he quit on the Philadelphia 76ers, and now he ain't showing up for the Brooklyn Nets. We can point to all the excuses, all the rationale behind it that we want to. I do recall, despite him not playing, he still filed a grievance to collect $20 million that he has not earned. This is one of the most pathetic situations that I've ever seen in my life. He ain't going to war, he ain't going in the octagon, he's not going in a boxing ring. It's pulling teeth to get this man to play basketball. It's pathetic, it's sad.
All right, that was a year ago.
Pretty strong.
This is yesterday.
News flash here. I ran into Brent Simmons. He and I had a nice conversation. Good. You understand? His personal business. I support the brother. I had a problem with him not playing. That's the past. He's ready to go. He swears he's ready to go. I'm rooting for the brother.
That's lame.
Hmm.
Yeah, no, that's lame.
I wonder if he ran into Brent Simmons at Wedner's.
I think he meant Ben. I'm going to give him the benefit of the doubt. It was Ben Simmons. But my God, you are so entrenched with a position until you bump into the guy. He says hello. I've changed my mind.
Rooting for the brother.
Come on.
Maybe he was mad last year because he couldn't get access to him when he wanted to. Steven's got pretty good tentacles out there. But
that's your theory is. Access equals approval.
I think that in Stephen A.'s case, I think that he is he cultivates access. He cultivates contacts.
I know.
And when you pander to him, yeah.
215-592-9494. When we return, we got a hot seat. All right, 923. Clifford W. Letts coming up in a couple of minutes here. He covers space for us, Al. No other sports station in America has a space correspondent.
We got it all covered.
And this guy, he comes up with some weird stuff. But Al, would you pay $125,000?
No.
To go? No, I haven't. I didn't set the scenario.
There is nothing I would pay.
$125,000, right. Al. You go up in a space capsule for 6 hours, open bar.
Open bar?
Open bar.
What?
Unlimited alcohol.
All the Molson you can drink, eh?
That's a hell of a bachelorette party or something.
I don't know what they're doing up there.
You go to a lot
there.
Of bachelorette parties, do you, Al?
Cliff will explain this to us. But first, Ava Graham's here, and I believe she has a hot seat today.
I do, Angelo. You played this earlier, and it just annoyed me. Today, Stephen A. Smith is on the hot seat, brought to you by Xfinity, the fastest internet in Philadelphia, and the sponsor of WIP's Xfinity Lounge. Hot seat. Okay, so there were a few options for hot seat today, but Stephen A., you are such a fraud.
How dare you?
News breaks yesterday about Ben Simmons and the Sixers.
From Adrian Wojnarowski, Ben Simmons and the Philadelphia 76ers have reached a settlement agreement on the grievance that Simmons filed to recoup a portion of the nearly $20 million withheld from him.
Hearing that makes my blood boil.
The 76ers organization, starting at the top with Joshua Harris, David Blitzer and company, are a group of cowards.
But then I hear you, Steven.
Newsflash here. I ran into Brent Simmons.
I'm sorry, who?
I support the brother. I had a problem with him not playing. That's the past. He's ready to go. He swears he's ready to go. I'm rooting for the brother.
Oh, give me a break.
I feel bad for anybody who was his teammate. He quit on LSU. He quit on the Philadelphia 76ers. And now he ain't showing up for the Brooklyn Nets.
He's a wimp.
Despite him not playing, he still filed a grievance to collect $20 million that he has not earned. This is one of the most pathetic situations that I've ever seen in my life.
But yet,
I'm rooting for the brother.
Steven, you trashed him and now you're buddies? Did he buy you something nice with all that money he's robbing from the Sixers?
It's pulling teeth to get this man to play basketball. It's pathetic. It's sad.
Just like you, Steven.
I know.
That
right,
was a little harsh.
Yeah, I need to distance myself from that.
Wait a minute.
First of all, Steven's a friend of mine.
Well, he might be recovering from the shoulder surgery.
Hold on. Yeah. He is by no means a fraud. All right.
Wow.
I was taken totally out of context.
I'm sending that to Stephen A.
No, you're
like,
not.
We're going to play that for
anything.
Ruben tomorrow.
No, listen to me. She even took my clucking as a chicken, which was directed at Ruben, and stuck it in the middle of the Stephen A. Smith
you're
thing.
You're in so much
that
trouble.
You took me out of context.
Marcus, what did Angela say to me when I said I was going to do Stephen A.? You said for me to bring it.
I think I just And you know what?
You overbrought it.
It's already been brought-in.
You brought more than I anticipated.
Wow.
All right, but anyway, he is by no means a fraud, Al. In this specific case, he's slightly misguided.
No, you change his name to Stephen A. Smith.
No, stop it. No, don't you make it worse. I want to clarify the record. Stephen A. Smith is not a fraud.
You are.
He is a brilliant... You're doing the cluck on me now.
Chicken.
Yeah, cluck you.
She's getting the cluck out of here. So the best Stephen A. Smith thing, there's a guy named Jackie Shore who covered the...
Jackie Shore's a god, AP.
He used to call him Stephen Naismith because he thought he invented the game.
All right, again...
There we go. There's more.
I'm distancing myself from Jack Shore as well. I'm distancing myself from all these people out. Stephen, to me, is the god of sports commentary.
Okay.
In this one specific case, slightly misguided.
Oh, slightly misguided now.
Boy, I'm in a foxhole here and I got no friends.
Oh, man. You dug the foxhole. You started the entire war.
I got no friends. I need Jonesy desperately.
When are we taking off after Gail? We've gotten everybody else today.
No, Gail is separate.
No, sacrosanct.
Let's go to Sean in Maryland. Hi, Sean.
Hey, Ange. Morning, crew. How are you today?
I got two words for you. I only remember the last one. Sosa, what'd you think of that kid last night?
Yeah, see, you know, this is why we got a magical season, because these guys, like Sosa and some of the other guys, you know, a little luck is going on with the Phillies because it's the next man up. And Sosa came in last night and did it for us. We've got Schwarber out. We've still got Harper out, so we need everybody on the team to contribute. And here comes Sosa, who's not known for the bat, but gives you three RBIs, and that's critical as we enter this month because we have 16 games left, and 12 of them are against the Reds, the Pirates, and the Arizona Diamondbacks.
Nice.
So now's the time to extend that wild card lead. The Brewers are failing; they're two games back. So it's a dogfight between us and the Padres now, and they lost Tatis to PEDs. So we're looking good. We're looking good going into this month.
How do you know what? I have suddenly developed a newfound appreciation for defense. What did you think of Sosa's glove last night?
Well, he's been known for the glove, and I think that's why Dombrowski went out and got him. So, hey, pass off to the glove. You know, hell, Bohm's even showed some glove recently.
Yeah.
In that series against the Mets. So, despite Keith Hernandez, we do have some fundamentals going on in Philadelphia.
I got me some glove love. That's what I've got. I'm starting to love the glove.
You know, I won't even.
What's the matter?
You got an appointment soon? Yeah.
No, you know, I have an Hold on. Rhea, how about tomorrow?
Moon, oh, God.
River.
annual physical tomorrow.
How does these things happen?
Annual physical tomorrow, and now there will be gloves involved. That's all I'm saying.
There will be gloves.
Sean, I need a name that is hyphenated.
Yeah, how about Beyonce Knowles Carter?
Ooh,
she hyphenated?
Good one. Yes, know. Has not been named yet. Ladies, oh, I got to go to Tokyo. I got Marissa in Tokyo. Hi, Marissa.
Hey, Angela, you want to learn some quick Japanese today?
All right, I got to ask you a question, Marissa. Did you watch the Eagles preseason game in Tokyo?
Yes, I did. And the one thing about that game that did cheer me up, and from that game, I think I found a new crush, Angelo.
Who?
I mean, Nick Sirianni was looking good.
All right, hold on a minute. Do you like a man who loses his temper?
I mean, I like that he did lose his temper, Angelo, because he went from wishy-washy Sirianni to I'm not going to take it anymore, Sirianni. I mean, the way he was cursing out, huffing and puffing, I mean, it got, whew, excuse me, I may need a glass of Chardonnay now because it's getting hot in here.
All right, so that was exciting to you, but Marissa, here's the thing. By the time he gets in front of the mic after the game, not there anymore. Oh, he was only angry at the situation. He was not angry at Robert Sally or whatever his name is. He was not angry at the cheap shot by Quincy Williams. He was angry at the situation. That's not dynamic for me.
Well, I just think maybe he just wants to save his strength because, yeah, I am disappointed that we lost the preseason, but I'm still trying to stay positive. This is the preseason, but I want to see a whole new different team. This I believe the next game, this Sunday? Well, Monday morning for me, because we are taking on the Browns, and I want them to crush Deshaun Watson.
Yeah. Even though the regulars won't be in the game. All right, I got to ask you this, Marissa. I'm sorry, I'm a little off topic here, but I got to know this because I've been played earlier today. I was this guy, Edmundo Sosa. He only speaks Spanish. Do you ever have a disagreement with your new husband, Yuki, in Tokyo?
Yeah, we've had disagreements here and there.
When you have an argument, is it in English or Japanese?
First it's in English. Then, actually, when I try to get very angry, then I do try to speak to him in Japanese, and that's when he knows that he's really in the doghouse, because I really want him to understand that, you know, he's in the hot seat.
All right. Without actually doing it, Marissa, if you could, in Japanese, could you repeat what Nick Sirianni said to the Jets coach? Don't do it. Do you know how to express that in Japanese? That's bleeping bull bleep.
So you want me to say it?
No, I don't. I just want to know if you do know how to say it.
I could say a similar curse word in Japanese.
That's excellent. Because I'm going to tell you something now. I grew up with an Italian grandfather.
Right.
The only words I knew in Italian were swear words. In all those years when I was growing up, I had no idea he was swearing all those times.
Oh.
And then I started saying the words, and then Joe in my ears now is saying some of the words. No, you can't say
it. I can teach you one word that's not a curse word.
Okay.
If you want to learn it.
I would like to.
Yeah. It's called soggy. For example, Stephen Smith was soggy death. Stephen Smith is a fraud.
No, he's not a fraud.
No, don't do that. I was just distancing myself from that word, and now I've used it in Japanese. Savvy? Did you say savvy?
I said soggy. He's a fraud. If he's going to defend that diva, Ben Simmons, who just literally got paid to do nothing like a Kardashian, then he's, you know, fraud.
Wow. Now you're bringing Marissa, you're not making this better. You get me in worse trouble. I love this guy. He's my friend.
Well, what are they all going to do? Call the Japanese police?
That's right. She makes a valid point. Nobody's going to Japan to challenge Marissa. Marissa, give me somebody with a hyphenated name like J.J. Ortega Whiteside.
Did somebody actually already say what, you know, even though this guy's changed his name so many times, Kanye West, Yay West, Yo-Yo West, Yay West?
Nothing's
hyphenated,
I don't think.
I don't think.
That does not work in what we're doing. All right, we're going to get this story from Cliff when we come back, Al, but I want you to picture yourself in a space capsule.
All righty.
Hurtling around the Earth.
Nice.
With a big bottle of tequila in your hand.
What the hell?
This is actually going to happen.
What a mess.
9:42, Al, I want to share with you a heartwarming moment I had with my granddaughter over the weekend. She is heading to Rutgers University, sensational student in high school. Off the charts SAT scores. And I said to her, you know, you always ask a kid going to freshman year at college, what do you want to major in? And they all go, I don't know. I just want to party. And she says to me, I'm pretty sure I would like to be an astrophysicist.
Wow.
And I would like to work for NASA.
Nice.
And right away, I thought of Clifford W. Lentz.
Yeah.
Because you're my NASA guy, right, Cliff?
Absolutely.
And I have Al. I'm going to put her in touch with Cliff for information on NASA.
Okay.
But now I'm going to be honest with you. I'm not positive that's a good direction anymore because what's going on up in space is getting weird. Cliff.
Yes.
There's another flight going up in space that's a booze cruise?
This is a new company. That's a lot of the facilities at Kennedy Space Center were based for the shuttle.
Yeah.
So a lot of companies are coming in and renting space. So this new company called Space Perspective is renting the old shuttle processing facility. And that was funny. The movie Armageddon was filmed inside that. So...
All right, but they're going to send a flight up.
Yes.
With these are just regular people, and they're each paying $125,000.
$125,000, which is cheap compared to the other.
All right, how long are they up in space?
It's 2 hours to get there. They stay up there for 2 hours and 2 hours down. And they
2 hours to get where?
To up to 18 miles, 18 to 20 miles.
And then they just go around, and then they come back down.
It takes 2 hours to go 18 miles?
That's because of the way it's getting up there.
All right, this doesn't sound great. And where do they land?
They land in the ocean.
Ah, no way. All right, and when they're up there, open bar.
Open bar. They say, they're telling me it's top shelf.
Top shelf liquor.
Yes.
Yeah, people are going to be drinking vodka, tequila, top of the line stuff. And then they're going to drop into the ocean.
Yeah, nobody's throwing up on that flight.
This is, come on. Is this good?
The seats have normal seats and everything, but they have cup holders in them. I've never seen a cup holder on a spacecraft before.
All right, hold on.
2 hours ago, 9 miles, I could run.
Is this, so these people are going to go
up. Not at your age, Al.
They're going to get drunk. Is it mixed company of these girls and guys?
Yeah, it could be, yeah, depending on who it is.
Then, how many miles up is it?
It's like about 18 to 20 miles.
The 18-mile club.
Yeah.
This makes no sense to me.
You know, the maximum speed is 12 miles an hour because it's going up on a hot weather balloon.
Huh?
All right, what the hell are you talking about?
What the?
They're going up in a weather balloon?
It's the company that did the Red Bull challenge a couple of years ago where the guy jumped out of, at 100,000 feet.
Wait a minute. This is a balloon?
It's a balloon.
They're in a balloon?
They're in a gondola underneath a balloon.
They're in a gondola under a balloon.
I thought we were talking about a space.
I thought it was a spaceship.
Completely carbon neutral spacecraft.
I don't care how... People are going
one of the
up
selling points.
This is like that
balloon
house with the cartoon with the movie.
I'm paying
spaghetti and meatballs.
125 grand to go up in a friggin' balloon
with a bar.
I have a bar in my home.
Yeah.
I'm good.
Rhea, can I go up there for 25 grand?
No.
Seems good. What this?
But I tell you what, you are in the same thing that you see if you're up in thing, the darkness of space. You can see for the people that think the world is flat, you can actually see the curvature of the Earth. You can
oh,
see
wow
up and down the East Coast.
All right. That's really great, Cliff. I'll watch it on TV
yes,
for
you
free.
Will.
Oh, my God.
I would love to see
no,
Kyrie
you
Irving and the balloon.
This up. I want to know it. And then the balloon drops into the water.
Yes. It comes down after 2 hours and then is recovered by the ship.
And they're fishing these drugs out
oh,
of the
my
water.
God.
You got to be nuts.
You sent Kyrie Irving up there and just
yeah
let it keep going.
This
yeah
is not good. I'm telling you right now, it's not good. Let me go to Kim in South Philly. Hi, Kim.
Hey, good morning, y'all. What's up?
Kim, what are you feeling on the birds?
I feel good about the birds, but I need people like Dave Say What or the rest of them to just chill
yep
on the rocket to the moon, so to speak, aspirations.
It
be
was one series.
Everybody.
It was one. Now, granted, it was two touchdowns, but it was one series, Kim. How can I say, Hurts are going to be amazing this year based on one series?
I don't agree with you. So let's just get that out the way first.
All right. So you thought that was enough to know he's going to be great?
It's enough to say, hey, what they've been doing in practice is reason for us to be confident that they are making improvements. They are moving in the right direction. We had a good draft. We got rid of people that we no longer need. We brought in key pieces. Now let's just stay the course and see what comes of the things that we have put in place.
All right. Are you happy Whiteside's gone, Kim?
Yes.
I mean, Rager's right after him, right? Rager's got to go, too.
Yeah, Rager's auditioning for whoever else needs a backup receiver or something like that. So the next twisted ankle out there, Rager's on the way.
Kim, give me a hyphenated name like J.J. Ortega Whiteside.
Catherine Zeta-Jones.
That's
mentioned
like the third
several times.
Everybody
Kim,
loves
can
her.
I ask you a question? Why have you not used the hyphenated name?
Because I'm cool with changing my last name.
There you have it, see? And that to me is you cannot win with Catherine Zeta-Jones. We have already had her. All right, yeah, I mean, on the list. Yeah. Tom's on the line from
Seattle. Yeah, nobody thought you did, so don't worry about it.
I just wanted to clarify that.
There was a rare case if she went for a younger man.
That's how rumors get started.
Not with you.
Tom is on the line from Seattle. Hi, Tom.
Good morning, Angelo. Listen, we got to get rid of the other stiff nail.
Yes, that's why yeah I just asked. The Rager's got to go, too. He's a bust.
That's it. He's got to get out of town, too.
I'm with you. Tommy, what are you feeling right now about the Phils? You watching them?
I watched them last night after I got back from the Tiki ride. I was and they won the game, so they're doing good.
You're
going to make the playoffs.
He runs the Tiki boat. He's the captain.
All right. You are. Wait a minute. You take people out on actual booze cruises?
That's the big boat, Angela. Tikis are the little boats with little bar around. You bring your own drinks, and we drive around the yeah bay.
All right. Do people ever get drunk on the water?
Angelo, people do all kinds of things on it.
All right. Hold on.
Tiki boats.
Tom, I need a little more about what are they doing on those boats, Tom?
Tell the story about the mooning, Tom, that you told me.
Mooning?
Oh, the best. I can't say that.
Wait a minute. These people get on your boat, they drink, and then they pull their pants down and moon people?
They've been known to do that, Angelo.
Oh, my God. This is the booziest segment we've ever had on this show.
Angelo, you have to ask Dave about the story I told her about the woman in the Acme. She'll tell you.
The woman in the Acme.
Some girl mooned Tom and on another boat, and then he walked into the Acme next day, and he saw her. And he's like, oh, you look
familiar.
You look familiar.
And she goes, how? Like with an attitude. And he goes, you mooned my Tiki boat yesterday.
He was standing behind her in line.
And that is awesome, Tom. I love it. Tom, give me a hyphenated name.
I don't know if John Philip Sousa, I don't know if that's hyphenated
that's
or not.
That's not hyphenated. Don't think so. Cannot take it. Ladies and gentlemen, Will of God. Hi, Will.
Yo, what's up, Angelo? My goodness.
I'm running late. Give me some interesting conversation.
Did you just say that to me? Look here, check this out. First of all, my phone's messed up. And then all the people that I met at the tailgate, you know, we was having so much fun. I ran into so many people. I even got a ride from a cop. Avenue the police going to show him reunion when I was joined the other day. But I'm putting it up on Spontaneous TV by Will of God, Eagles versus Jets.
Wow.
Now, the thing that got me kind of crazy, man, is that I'm looking at the Eagles. I didn't even get a chance to see the game, but somebody offered me a ticket. I didn't got the ticket. I couldn't go in because I had all these bags. Then I had to sell the ticket. Man, are you kidding me right now?
What were in the bags? Why couldn't you put the bags somewhere?
But see, the Eagles, they got this thing where you got to come with clear bags. And I came down with my book bag. I was not leaving that outside in the street. Everybody would love America in that thing.
Did you have marijuana in those bags?
No. But I have my ID and my other stuff. Yeah.
Will, give me a hyphenated name.
Well, let's think about all the Hispanics out there. Jose.
Al, you get that one?
What?
No. I don't know. I don't know half the stuff he says. I have no clue. Chip's out of line. Chip, give me a hyphenated name. Chip.
Chip, yeah, hi. Elliot Shore Parks.
Elliot Shore Parks.
There you go.
It took all that time. All right, Al, I'm going to go real quick here. We're going to play our song, and then, Ava, you're going to pick your winners. Vince, I need the name right now.
Norm Van Brocklin.
Norm Van Brocklin was not hyphenated. I got the shake of the head from Marcus Hayes. Joe, give me a name.
Kabir Gavajabiamila.
Excellent. Put it down. I can't repeat it. Chris, I need a name.
Jada Pinkett Smith.
Nice one.
Is that?
Very nice. Controversial.
They were seen for the first time in public the other day since the slap.
I would like to state I have no opinion on that issue whatsoever. I do have an opinion on Howie's ability to go south to find talented young football players.
Howie went down to Georgia. He was looking for some dogs to steal. He used his sense and built a defense. It was Roseman at the wheel. When he came across these two young men wreaking havoc in the SEC, one was Jordan Davis and the other was N'Kobe. Now, Howie had his struggles. We know he took his knocks. His office was a closet. Chip Kelly hadn't given out socks. Maybe he's always been a genius, but I guess we never knew. But he showed us with these two picks, he knows just what to do. Now, Howie got us two champions, and they know how to win. There's no pretense, we got a defense that's as good as it's ever been. Howie's stepping up his game, he's finding guys who hit. He grabbed these guys from Georgia, and I know they're gonna fit. And when we win, we'll get another shiny ring of gold. Cause the Eagles now have Georgia in their soul.
I mean, Georgia's a pretty good football team.
Oh, yeah.
Have a little faith. Have a little trust.
I got you, bro.
100%, man.
The Jordan Davis, N'Kobe Dean era has begun. From the Peach State to the Cheese State, let them show you how it's done.
That's Charlie Daniels, right, Al?
Yeah, he's dead.
He's dead now?
I think so.
A couple years now.
Yep. I always loved that song.
Two years ago.
2 years ago. You know this stuff. Wow. Marcus Hayes, storehouse of information.
Also not 87.
All right. Ava Graham, are you ready to judge?
I am ready.
Number five, the Philadelphia Flyers bucket hat. Join the Flyers community caravan presented by Xfinity on Saturday, September 10th at Semperton Youth Organization, giving away all kinds of stuff. That's number five.
Julia Louise Dreyfus.
Oh, number four. Four-pack of tickets to see the Phils against the Bucks at Citizens Bank Park on Friday, August 26th. High hopes, guys. James Seltzer and Jack Fritz will host a meet and greet at Miller Light at the Miller Light Liberty Landing. It's Miller time. Celebrate responsibly.
Elliot Shore Parks.
Yeah, Elliot Shore Parks. Number
snuck in under the wire.
Number three gets a $50 Wendy's gift card.
Kareem Abdul-Jabbar.
And number two gets a $100 Visa gift card.
Beyonce, Giselle, Knowles Carter.
Yeah, wow, that's a lot of hype.
That's a lot of names.
Number one gets the Jalen Hurts jersey.
I have to make this number one, Olivia Newton-John.
Very much so. That's a great selection. Although Elliot Shore Parks topping Julia Louis-Dreyfus, that's controversial.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.